Blog Talk Radio.
What up? It's the Commish live on OFL After Dark on this Thursday. We got a lot of league news, a lot of information coming in right now, actually. Stacking and Flipping right there by Snooty Wild. I want to talk about, first of all, congratulations goes out to Balkino and his Miami Dolphins group won multiple season. He defeated Crack Action earlier this evening and completed 16-0 season. First ever OFL Now member to complete an undefeated season. We're supposed to have Balkino calling in to talk a little bit about the team. A lot of controversy surrounded some of the acquisitions on that team, so we'll see what he has to say about that. But either way, you know, everything was deemed legit. He ended up going 16-0. So, congratulations to him, and we'll see how he does in the playoffs. He has been, he has shown some tendencies or frequencies, whichever word you prefer to use here, to choke in tournaments. So, we'll see if he chokes in the playoffs. But he is the front runner, obviously, as he breezes through the regular season at 16-0. And like Snooty Wild said, he was stacking and flipping them wins. Anyways, so we're going to hopefully get a call in from him. In some breaking news earlier today, Freddy Krueger has decided to resign as the head of the OFL Players Union. He's going to remain in the league. He just wants to focus more on, you know, playing his games and focusing on winning. What occurred was we had a crazy scenario in, I believe, Group 1 multiple in the, I think it was the AFC West, if I'm not mistaken. Basically, Matternall, it all started off like this. Matternall lost his first game, so he was basically eliminated from the playoffs. The only way he could get in is if Freddy Krueger lost, and then Nuke Dragon lost to Hitman, and it just happened to go in that sequence. Freddy Krueger lost, he was out. And then Nuke Dragon was upset by Hitman Big Ray, which I constantly try to tell people, don't look at Hitman Big Ray's lack of wins because he is much better than his record. And he kept Nuke Dragon and, you know, kept him out of the playoffs, surprisingly. I know Nuke Dragon took the loss pretty hard. I expect Nuke to put a lot of work into his team and improve through the draft and free agency, and I'm sure he'll be labbing a lot with other members of Team Houston and trying to return to that playoff form that all of us thought that Nuke Dragon would be a part of. But he's on the outside looking in, and so is Freddy Krueger. So Freddy Krueger wants to dedicate more time to his game and less time as the head of the OFL Players Union. First of all, I want to thank him for his service. He did one heck of a job. He was always there to help everybody. He was always there if I had an issue to step in and advance leagues or put people on auto. He's been wonderful. He kept the community, running very smoothly when there was some transit, some difficult times amongst members, some fights. He was always there. So, once again, I want to thank you. What we will do, we'll be a couple different guys in the league are going to be picked. We're going to do that right now, actually, and then to be possible replacements to be the head of the OFL Players Union, and then you guys will all get a chance to go vote. And so we'll see about who you guys want to represent you. And some of the five names we're looking at right now are we're looking at 40 Yo Gamer. We're looking at JJ Mills. We're looking at Big X Little X Snake Eyes 45. Those are three guys that we're looking at. And I'm just waiting to get a text message here from Crack Action for the president of operations to give me the other two guys that he thinks we should be considering. So, yeah, right now, we're looking at JJ Mills, 40 Yo Gamer, Big X, Little X, Snake Eyes to represent the players union. And like I said, you guys will all get a chance to vote on that. So we'll see. And I just got the text message in right now from Crack Action. And the other two people we will be considering to head the players unions is DNA Suspect and Dubs Kingdom 32. So those are the five guys that you guys will get a chance to vote on. Dubs Kingdom 32, DNA Suspect, 40 Yo Gamer, JJ Mills, and Big X Little X Snake Eyes 45. So we're going to take some calls right now. Coming in from the 407 area code, you're now live on OFL After Dark with the commission. Could you state your gamer tag for all the listeners out there?
That's Paul Kino.
Oh, hey, Paul Kino. We were speaking about you earlier, hoping to get you a call in. First, let's touch base. Congratulations. I know there's been a lot of controversy that surrounded you throughout the league. You've made some enemies. You made some good friends. I guess that all comes with the territory. But at 16-0, you are the first person to ever step into the OFL now and go undefeated. So you are, you'll always be in the record books. How do you feel about that? They can never take that away from you.
I mean, like I said, we built our team from a little rock to a mountain. We started off as, 58 overall, now we're at 98. It's just teamwork and good trade. I could say we had a good head coach this year.
Speaking of good trades, a lot of people thought the trades were controversial. I even had to examine each trade to make sure everything was legit, which I agree everything was legit. Speak a little bit how you were able to pull some of these trades off.
Just like I am in real life, I'm a good charmer. I'll charm the hell out of you just for a good trade. I'll convince you that it's good in your head to make you think I'm winning. But people really can't be that upset. I haven't traded with six people in this league. So 32 minus six, I've traded about almost probably 85% of people in this league. I don't care if it's small trades, big trades. People who are even upset with my trades, I trade with them. So that's what makes me laugh. Mm. So that's how I see it.
All right. Well, obviously you'd be the front runner going into the playoffs, but we have seen you fail miserably in tournaments in the past. Is this something that could happen in these playoffs, or do you believe that you're just going to breeze through and get the Super Bowl trophy?
I think I want to breeze through because I want to prove something. Just like how PV is very quiet and everyone thinks he's top dog, I want to be my I want my name to be on there. Even though I'm a little more, I speak a little bit more, but I think I need this for myself for the OFL. I'm actually think it's gonna be a little easier than in tournament because I know how to play with this team.
And that's a very valid point. So I look forward to watching, and if that Super Bowl does occur, the first time you and PB will ever meet would be in that Super Bowl because he's over on Seattle and you have Miami. And I believe that would be the highest viewed OFL game ever. So So.
Oh, definitely. And I'm gonna,
at this point,
I'm gonna pick my Twitch as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be great if we could definitely get that game broadcast. I think PB usually can broadcast if I ask him, but haven't heard from him lately. We got a caller coming in from 601 area code. You're now on the air with the commish here, and 16-0, first ever member of the OFL now to go undefeated, Balkino. Could you state your gamer tag?
Yeah, this is your boy, Ready 10 on the mic.
Oh, okay, we got Ready 10 in there. And Ready, how do you feel about Balkino? Some say he's your teacher or whatever. They want to, however your relationship is. How do you feel about him going 16-0?
I mean, everyone has chosen respect for that, man. I mean, he put that team together. People complain about the trades he made, but like he said, in order for him to get those pieces on that team, they traded with him, so they can't really complain about it. I mean, he did a great job with that team, man. Just want to congratulate him.
That's very nice of you. We got I don't know if you heard that beep, but we got a question coming in from a guy named Tony431. Hey, I've watched a lot of OFL Now's broadcasts on Twitch. I hear a lot about Balkino, but I've never got to see him play. When would I get a chance to see him play? Well, let's ask you, Balkino. When do you think this Tony guy's ever going to get a chance to see you play?
Well, I'm working on my Twitch as we speak. I'm trying to get it back up. A lot of the people who are in the playoffs, they're Twitchers. So I'm sure whoever I match up against, I'll do a little posting saying, and I'll ask my opponent if they can Twitch, and I'll make sure they can get a contact with them.
All right. Well, that'd be wonderful. Do you ever think anybody else will go undefeated in the OFL now?
Ready 10 is undefeated right now as we speak, in case you guys didn't know that.
Maybe tomorrow you'll be undefeated, but technically you're just 15-0.
Yeah, I mean, you're 15-0, man.
Yeah, I was
15-0.
I done that yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, Ready. Don't try to steal spotlight from a guy that just completed a 16-0 season. But, I mean, you're 15-0. I mean, okay, wow. Anyways, let's talk back with the guy who actually is 16-0, Balkino. Do you think anybody will ever match the feat that you just accomplished?
I mean, I give it maybe Matt in 2016 somebody else will do 16-0, but I don't see it happening this year. Maybe Ready could be one of them. PV, definitely. There's a few other gamer tags out there, especially in the newer leagues that can go 16-0. I think Ice Slayer, I think it's a gamer tag. He's making a lot of noise in the fantasy. Maybe he goes 16-0, but sometime, maybe next season. I don't see anybody doing it anytime soon, though.
Well, I mean, I think XTDX Slayer in Group 2 Multiple, or Single, I'm not sure which. I think he only had one loss. That's pretty good accomplishment right there. Now, guys, let's talk a little bit. Now, I'm sure you heard it's depressing, I think, the news about Freddy Krueger resigning as the head of the OFL Now Players Union. He did a tremendous job, and we wish he would have stayed, but after he was eliminated from the playoff hunt, he wanted to, you know, focus his energy on improving his game and getting back in the playoffs next year. So you can't fault him for that concept or whatever you want to call it. But either way, let's talk a little bit about the five replacements that you guys are all going to vote on. Let me know about what you think about each one, what you think a positive of them being the head of the players' union and a negative about them being the players' union. Let's start with you, Ready. And let's start here with 40-0 Gamer.
Hey, Miller.
What do you think the good and the bad about 40 being the head of the OFL Players Union would be?
I can't really say any good, so I don't have anything positive to say about him, but at the same time, I don't have anything negative to say about him. The only thing I can say, I don't see much of him online as far as being in parties, when I'm in parties and everything. I don't see much of him, so I really don't know how would that affect everything, so I don't have much to say on him.
And that's a valid point. How's he going to represent if you're not around? Okay, and what about you, Balkino?
For 40?
What are the good and the bad?
Player union that who would insult us every time we go to them. I think he takes certain situations a little too serious. But then again, mm-hmm. like I said, I don't really have anything negative or positive. I mean, he's not on enough. I've only spoken to him in a party once, and he's been in mm-hmm. here for a while. But every time he posts or I hear anything about him, it's him attacking somebody, basically.
Okay. And, Reddy, let's go to the next guy, J.J. Mills. How do you feel about the possibility of J.J. Mills being the head of the Players Union?
I don't want to speak for everyone else, but I'm pretty sure he will be the one to win it. He's always online, man. He'd be online at 4 o'clock in the morning, just, you know what I'm saying, trying to figure stuff out. He's an honest person. He speaks his mind. He voices everyone else's opinions as well. So he has my vote.
Mm-hmm. Balkino, what are some of the good and the bad things about J.J. Mills being the head of the OFL Players Union?
Well, Reddy said himself, he's always on all the time. He's fair. The only negative thing I would see is, do we really want a rocket catcher as our player union? Like,
well, that's a valid point. And I'm getting a lot of comments coming in earlier in the show when I mentioned that J.J. was possibly going to be there. And, you know, I don't really agree with these comments or appreciate it, but, you know, a lot of people are out here saying he's only being nominated because he's a minority and he's not qualified, and I just don't see that to be true at all. Do you, Balkino? That actually angers me to even read these comments.
I don't see it being true. I think he'll do a perfect job. I think he's definitely replaced Titanian while he's gone in his absence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think he'd be wonderful too. Now let's go on to the next candidate, Dubs Kingdom 32. How do you feel about him, Reddy?
One thing about Dubs, he's getting better every day, man. That's one thing I can say about him.
But we're talking about him leaving the Players Union. We're not.
But yeah, man. I mean, I haven't seen Dubs on that much as lately, but I mean, he's a good person, man. I feel like he can represent the community well.
Some of the comments I'm getting that are negative towards him are, is he mature enough to handle the responsibility? Do you think so, Reddy?
Well, Doug's still learning the game. So him actually having that high of a rep will be probably an issue to others because others know the game better than he does. And he's learning from
mm-hmm.
them. So that's the only downfall I see as far as that.
Okay, fair enough. Balkino, how do you feel about Dubs Kingdom being the head of the Players Union?
In some weird reason, I think he would do a good job because he's entertaining sometimes to listen to. But then again, like you said, is he mature enough? And also, I think he favors people. So I feel like his mindset wouldn't be right for this position. I think he favors one or the other. And I think that would mess with his decisions when it comes to issues when we have to come to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a very valid point. Plus, a lot of people, I mean, if you're newer to the league, a lot of the original members remember what Dubs did back in late September, early October. And it wasn't – a lot of people wanted him to be banned permanently. We gave him a break and let him back in the league. So I'm sure that's going to affect a lot of people's vote for him. But we'll see. And then two other guys. We have DNA Suspect, which is kind of a surprise to see his name on this list, as he's a newer member. I think he's only been here maybe 2 weeks at the most. Reddy, could you speak a little bit about him?
Actually, in my opinion, he'll be a great guy for the position because he doesn't know anybody. So he haven't developed friendships with people in the league to say, okay, I'm going to take his side, or okay, I'm going to take his side. You know what I'm saying? So he's at a neutral position when it comes to certain types of dealing with players.
And that's a very valid point, Reddy. And that's why Crack Action and some of the other league officials put him on there for that exact reason. And I kind of agree with you. And he's shown signs that he is going to be active in this community. I've seen him starting to post on Glip and So he might be a long-term active member, so he might not be bad to represent you guys, but, you know, you guys will vote on this. Balkino, what about you? How do you feel about DNA suspect?
I mean, I guess Reddy made a good point about him not knowing anybody, but then again, I mean, I don't really see him very active. Like, he's active on Glib, but I never really see him joining parties or get to know anybody. He's been here for 2 weeks. I mean, hell, I'm one of the most active members in here, and I don't even know who he is. I just hear his gamertag float around. And his little rival versus Buck Sweet, who's signing in the league. So, I don't think someone who's been in 2 weeks should get that title yet. I mean, maybe within a little longer, then it'd be a different conversation.
All right. So you got two sides of that pendulum there. You got the way Reddy sees it, and you got the way Balkino sees it. And I can see both of your points. And then the last member here, another surprising guy is... Big X, Little X, Snake Eyes 45. How do you feel about this one, Reddy?
Probably the most honest person in the league, man, with all honesty, man. I got respect for him because he goes in games. I don't want talking about people, but he beat some great players sometimes, and sometimes he just take beatings. But he never quit the game, man. And he's just an honest person. You don't worry about him showing favoritism towards nobody.
That is true. He is very hard, speaks the truth, and doesn't take favoritism. So I'm kind of getting the idea you kind of like the idea of Snake Eyes being representing you as a player.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Balkino, how do you feel? Oh, go ahead, Reddy. Sorry for cutting you off. Go ahead, Buck.
I was just saying I could see him as being head of the player rep.
All right. And, Balkino, I know you've had a couple issues in the past. How do you feel about Snake Eyes becoming the head of the OFL Players Union?
I think the opposite of what Reddy said. I think he favors people, in my opinion. And that's based on who he talks to and says, and he'll leave based on who's in the party. I don't think we can have a player union who would do that. I think you do a good job. I think you could understand all the situations. I think that would be... You know, that's a lot of conflict coming. You know, it's OFL. We have, you know, a lot of issues coming through once a day for the player union. That's why we have the great Titanian step up and do it.
Mm. Yeah, and we're getting some chatter out there on the Glip Group Enhanced chat. I'm seeing Believe in Monsters saying he prefers Dubs Kingdom or 40-0 Gamer over JJ. So we'll see. We'll see what's up. And we've got another call coming in here from the 412 area code. You're now live on OFL After Dark with the commish here, the great undefeated Balkino, and Reddy, somewhat undefeated. Could you state your gamer tag for all the loyal listeners out there?
Yeah, Big X, Small X, Snake Eyes 45.
Oh, Snake Eyes, good to hear from you tonight. I don't know if you got a chance to hear what's going on, but Freddy Krueger has resigned as the OFL head of the Players Union. And five people have been nominated, and the players are all going to get a chance to vote on who they want to represent them and take over for Freddy Krueger's position. And the five names have been J.J. Mills, Dubs Kingdom, 40-0 Gamer, DNA Suspect, and you, Big X, Little X, Snake Eyes 45. How do you feel about
it?
Did you know you were nominated, or are you just learning this now?
I'm just learning this now, dude. Who's
and
nominated?
Are you? The league officials did. Now, how do you feel about the nomination?
I'll probably change a couple of things if I actually get through.
Like what?
Like with certain things, like... If something's so dang on severe to the point that, like, if there's glitching or anything, I probably have them probably spend their games for like 2 to 3 weeks or more than that. It just depends how bad the glitch is, and then that's how from there. If the glitch is so bad.
Kinda... Be like the new sheriff in town and lay the law as soon as you're elected, huh?
Yeah, basically.
And you're going, first and foremost, you're going after glitchers, huh?
I mean, that and plus a couple other things.
What about quitters?
Yeah. Dude, that made me so mad that he said that I quit. I never quit.
Your reputation is getting bad. It's two people now.
Huh?
Either way, let's knock it off topic right now, Snake Eyes. Are you the man for this position?
Yeah, to get the OFL back in track and get it going the right way and making it go for the future.
See, do you think you'll win? Do you think the other guys are going to vote you in?
I mean, if I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. I mean, there's always time to get in, and there's always time to not get in. If it's my time, it's my time.
Right. And that's the one thing, like, Reddy was speaking about earlier. I don't know if you got a chance to hear him, but one thing he really likes about you as being a candidate and possibly getting his vote is your honesty, that you're going to speak the truth no matter what the situation. Is that true?
Yeah, I don't care. Like, I'm not favoriting anybody. I mean, if it's so severe, I'm going to make it severe on them.
Now we're getting some hate mail out here on the Glip about you already coming from Believe in Monsters, and he says, "State," and I quote, "Snake Eyes is a definite hell no." How do you feel about that already?
I mean, it just depends how he looks at it. I mean, if he looks at it for the change, and he thinks that I'm going to be hard on people, yes, I am. If it's so dang on severe to the point that you'd get kicked from the league, I'll do it.
Huh.
You know?
Yeah.
I'll just put it like a job. You know?
Now, when you woke up this morning, did you ever expect you'd be in this position?
No. I was like, huh? You know,
when did you first find out?
The radio show.
Okay. Oh, so you were listening. All right, yeah. Because I didn't get a chance to message you. I didn't know if crack action. How would you handle some of the situation that Balkino has done before with running the score up? How would you handle that?
Probably take some of his draft picks away, maybe.
Now that's interesting. Huh. Now, Balkino, how would you feel if he was Players Union and took your draft picks away? If he even has the authority for that?
There's no rule on how much I can score in a game. And there's no consequences of taking stuff like that away. So, it's silly.
And I'm not Snake Eyes, as the Players Union, you technically don't have that authority. But you have the authority to overrule anything that I would choose. So yeah, you sort of could and you sort of couldn't. So just keep that in mind if you become the head, which just got a text message from John Campbell Buck. You are the odds-on favorite, Snake Eyes, to win 5-1. So we'll see if he's right or not. And, guys, the poll's going to be out on the forum, Pro Boards, or oflnow.proboards.com if you want to go vote on your new head of the OFL Now Players Union to represent you going forward. Any last comments? We got a minute ready.
No, I think I heard everything, man. I'm just excited trying to see who's going to win, bro. And so, y'all talk about how undefeated I am instead of Balkino.
Today's Monday, maybe in a few days, or next Madden.
And, Snake Eyes, any last thing you want to say to all the potential voters out there to maybe try and get their vote these last 30 seconds?
Yeah, whatever happens, happens. Hey, if you give me a vote, I love you for it.
All right. There you have it. Thanks, guys, for calling in tonight, and we'll be here tomorrow. Peace.
Fill-in.
Rest in peace, fill-in.
Good night.